Welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone. I'm the officer of the deck today. I'll be the skipper for the program. We've got some great interviews that we think you'll enjoy. Veterans Radio is a production of Veterans Radio America. Veterans Radio America is a 501c3 nonprofit. All donations and sponsorships are tax deductible, and you can go to veteransradio.net to help out. And also to leave any comments that you might have about today's program or any just general comments or program ideas that we might be able to incorporate into future programs. So we'd really appreciate that. A number of sponsors to thank before we get started. Legal Help for Veterans, a VA disability law firm at 1-800-693-4800. Ann Arbor Veteran Service Organizations, Vietnam Veterans of America, Charles S. Kettle Chapter, Ann Arbor Legion Post 46, VFW Post 423. U.S. Wings, they're the manufacturers and distributors of those great leather jackets and military apparel. Go visit them at uswings.com. And National Veterans Business Development Council, NVBDC, certifies service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses. So let's move on to today's great interviews. We want to welcome to Veterans Radio today in our spotlight on National Veteran Business Development Council companies, Sid E. Taylor. Sid, welcome to Veterans Radio.
It's great to be here, and hope you are having a good day, and I look forward to our interview.
Well, we wanted to talk with you about your background and your business, and more importantly, the value of being a certified veteran-owned business and going through the NVBDC process. But let me start by telling our Veteran Radio listeners that you are a Marine, that after service in Vietnam, you had a very successful business career at General Motors, and even a more successful career when you set about setting up your own company, SET Enterprises, Inc., from which you retired in 2015, and you currently are operating SET Consulting, LLC. Tell us a little bit about SET.
Well, SET, starting with SET Enterprises, yes, you're correct. I started SET in 1989. And after a 22-year career at General Motors, and you know what we did an array of services in the steel processing arena, mainly you know, blanking and slitting and cut to length, and we did a lot of storage as well, and we evolved into other processing arenas, you know, during that span.
Well, you grew SET considerably. Don't be modest here. Tell us how big it was when you were able to retire out.
Well, you know, I'll tell you that the first 5 years, it was really tough. It was tough to even break even, but I was one of the five employees that ran the equipment. I had one slitter. I was in Dearborn, Michigan. And sometimes I slept in the plant and slept in my vehicle, you know, because I had to get product out to the customer. And to make sure I got it out, I stayed there all night many times, and started off, you know, my first year at about $95,000 in business. And when I sold the business, I was right near $500 million in business. So I'm very proud of that, that I grew the business to be to the level that it became. And in fact, in 2008, Black Enterprise every year does the 100 largest black businesses in the U.S. And SET Enterprises rose to be number eight, the largest black businesses in America. In 2008, so I'm very proud of that.
Well, as well you should be, and you've been actively involved with NVBDC, the National Veterans Business Development Council, which is the nation's leading third-party authority for certification of veteran-owned businesses of all sizes, and the corporations wanting to engage them. You've been very active in this in the last few years. Tell us, if you would, Sid, why a veteran-owned business ought to consider going through the NVBDC certification process.
Yeah, just to amplify what you just said, James, you know, we are the premier certification agency in America. And my hat goes off to two of my my colleagues, Mr. Keith King and Mr. General Miller. And these guys, you know, have put forth a plan, a process, and strategy in place that has put us in the position where we are now. And so I am very honored to be a part of this organization and helping the organization to grow and expand. And it's a very necessary organization because customers want to make sure that veterans are what they say they are. There have been some documented cases where veterans have been able to go out illegally and garner millions of dollars in business posing as a veteran. And obviously it was embarrassing to the companies that gave them all the business. And what that one of the things that that did, aside from getting those folks that did it arrested, it brought an awareness to corporate America that they needed agencies in place to actually vet and certify veteran organizations and make sure that those kind of things didn't happen. And that's one of the primary reasons that NVBDC plays such a vital role in you know, bringing on veterans that are certified. You know, we help them in many ways to promote their businesses to corporate America and grow their businesses and certainly help grow the wealth of veterans, period.
Well, and I think it's so important that this organization, NVBDC.org, exists because, as you say, it not only certifies the veteran-owned business, now the corporate customer doesn't have to worry about, hey, is this a legitimate veteran-owned business? But you're also, that organization has also actively engaged in promoting veteran-owned businesses. And did you find when running SET that it was helpful to you to have that certification and have that promotion by NVBDC?
Oh, absolutely. And ironically, from, you know, sometimes we say timing is everything. Well, about that time, because it was a challenge to get some of the large companies to start, you know, I'm going to say appropriate, you know, a percentage of their business for veteran-owned companies. And it just so happened, I was the first, my company was the first one to be certified by the NVBDC. And Keith King, when I received my certification, Keith King, we took a photo. I still have it today. And so I take a lot of pride in being the first veteran-owned business to be certified by the NVBDC, especially where we are now. I mean, we've grown exponentially. We've brought on a lot of high-profile businesses. And just like Marines, we're always first. So
somebody's got to be at the pointy end of the spear. And Sid Taylor, you're right. Marines are there. So I want to encourage everybody who's listening to this success story from Sid Taylor, who we're spotlighting for NVBDC today, who's grown his company from really nothing to $500 million, who's telling you, you should consider getting certified by NVBDC. There'll be great opportunities that'll come your way as a result of it. And you can find more about them at NVBDC.org. That's probably the best place to go to get more information.
You're exactly right, because after just following up on that other question, after I became certified, Ford Motor Company, General Motors, and many others, they started allocating a percent of their business for veteran-owned businesses. And at the end of the year, they count, you know, the amount of dollars they spend with veterans. And guess what? Set Enterprises capitalized on that exponentially, and is still doing that today. Set has been around now for, in August will be 31 years. And so I would encourage any veteran that that's not certified currently to go to nvbdc.org and go to certification link and begin the certification process. If you have any questions, all you have to do is call our office. We have very experienced people there that they're very friendly, and that will walk you through the process if you have any issues. I know sometimes everyone is not as computer savvy as others, but guess what? We've got an answer to that. We don't make you feel in any way uneasy. We will work with you. We will help you to garner the necessary information that you're going to need to become certified. And if there are some things that's missing, you know, we work diligently with you to make sure those things are put in place and help you to get to the point where you can get yourself certified by the NVBDC.
Sid, let me turn now to the question I like to ask veterans is, how did a nice Southern boy like you, son of a Baptist minister, find himself in the Marine Corps?
That's a real good question. Let me just say this. My father fought in World War II, and then I had a brother, my oldest brother. You know, he was an Army vet. And when I came out of high school, that was in 1966, I was 17, and my dad sent me here because my brother was working for General Motors, and he says, "Look, you know, I know you want to go to college." He says, "So why don't you go to Michigan and get yourself a job and maybe start working?" Because he said he couldn't afford. He already had, my older sister and brother in college. And so so I came here, 1966, and I started working for General Motors shortly thereafter. And that was during the time of the Vietnam War and being drafted and what have you. And so I was caught up in that was the era of when you turned 18, you had to go to Selective Service and sign up. And for the most part, you know, you ended up in Vietnam. And I was one of those. And I can just say this to you. I would not go to any other branch of service but the United States Marine Corps.
Hey, we're not getting paid by the Marine Corps for that. Hold on here, Sid. Sid ended up in the 3rd Marines, 3rd Battalion, Bravo Company up by the DMZ in South Vietnam, involved in a lot of combat and firefights, including being wounded and such. Sid, I think there comes a point where you get to reflect back on life and ask yourself, did I learn something through that experience in the Marine Corps and serving in the military, and how did I apply it through the rest of my life? And I guess that's my question. As a successful first employee at General Motors moving up the ranks, and then as a successful businessman, now as a successful philanthropist, what do you reflect back on your times in the Marine Corps that said, you know, that really gave me this foundation that I've used throughout the rest of my life?
You know, that's an excellent question because, you know, at the time, you certainly don't, you just don't have the wisdom to realize how important that moment is for you. And it's not until later on, after you've, been exposed to, you know, all kinds of people that gave you advice, guided you, and maybe you totally didn't appreciate it at the time, but you evolved and you grew to appreciate it because there's so many things that happen in life that makes you reflect back on those times and those incidents that might have occurred in your life. And it gave you insight And it made you more capable of dealing with certain information because of that exposure. And I'd say more specifically, the Marine Corps, you know, taught me discipline. It taught me to never give up. It gave me an inner strength that I don't believe that I would have garnered had I not went into the Marine Corps, and certainly had the Vietnam experience, and life and death experiences change you as a person. And I will say that to say that's the reason I'm so committed now, you know, to trying to give back. And one of the things I'd like to let you know, you may get to this, and so, what I did when I came to MVADC, I've developed and introduced a program. It's an MVBDC 50-state scholarship program for ROTC students and state managers. And so we have 50, we're going to have 50 state managers in every state, and we're giving out $10,000 scholarships to a ROTC student in every state, and we're giving them a brand new high-quality laptop computer. And so, and we're going to be doing this ongoing. And I'm very proud now to, you know, continue my legacy of giving back to the community, and certainly doing this under the auspices of the NVBDC. We've put a community flair now to the NVBDC and what we do. And so while we're helping businesses, we have now expanded our reach to the community.
It's a great program. And honestly, if you're not familiar with the ROTC at the college level or junior ROTC at the high school level, I'd encourage our veteran radio listeners to search out that information. The junior ROTC is a fantastic community program, and this scholarship program just demonstrates, Sid, not only your commitment to give back, but NVBDC. You have a history. You've made your own luck, right, over time, and been successful. But you have that's allowed you to have a history of giving back to the community. Talk a little bit more about your philanthropic efforts.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, my dad was a Baptist minister, and I think that's kind of, you know, where I get you know, that foundation from. I just remember how he gave up himself. He died at an early age, but I just remember, you know, he passed at three churches. He actually had a radio show every Sunday morning. He did it for a business called Household Financed, and my father could sing, and he got on the radio and he sang. And, you know, he preached a sermon on radio. And as a kid, you know, I didn't think too much of it. It wasn't until I became an adult that I realized the impact of that and his leadership and how he used to give. We didn't have a lot of money or anything, but he used to give of himself to the community. And so that was a genesis of me becoming a person that believed in philanthropy, I would have to credit that to my father.
Well, you have continued to do that throughout your life, and so it's a proud legacy that your father has granted to you. And I skipped over this, and I want to make the point. After the Marine Corps, I think probably while at General Motors, you went on to earn your bachelor's degree in business management, and that's part of that I referred to as sort of making your own luck, right? You have to do the hard work to get the results, and that's certainly one of the aspects of that I suspect that you tell people.
Well, yeah, and I, you know, went on and did a lot of things. You know, General Motors Institute, the GMI at the time, is now Kettering, and General Motors. I learned so much at General Motors in my 22 years there, and they promoted me and provided me an opportunity to get into management. That's what helped enable me to go out and run my own business, because, you know, I just had so much experience that I had, ascertained that at General Motors. And I went on to earn an honorary doctorate degree from Medina University, and did some stint at Dartmouth, Northwestern University of Wisconsin and University of Pittsburgh. So yeah. And from a training standpoint, you know, you need that. But you know what I say to young people now, no, you know, education, yeah, you need it, but you just can't rest on your laurels, because at the end of the day, the way I judge myself is, at the end of the day, but what did I do? What kind of legacy did I leave? You know, did I help someone else? Did I, you know, in other words, you know, don't just go out and be selfish. You know, find a way to reach back. There's a saying that's used sometimes: each one, reach one. Well, I take that, you know, that mantra, and that's the way I try to live my life now, to try to, you know, help others. And now that I have the opportunity to work with the NVBDC, it's given me an opportunity now to help generate and create our next generation of military leaders. That's the reason that the JROTC is so important, because most of these students are inclined, you know, to go on become military leaders, maybe attend West Point, Naval Academy, et cetera. And so I feel now that we have a very important role to play as NVBDC, and we certainly can assist now with the next generation of officers and military leaders.
Well, again, it's a great program that NVBDC is rolling out to all 50 states, and you sort of answered one of the questions I was going to ask as we come to conclusion, which is, you know, what would you tell a young man or woman about joining the military today? And obviously, you would still be telling them that this is a, for many people, this is a very good option and way to go. So let me switch it up and ask you sort of a related question, because it's easy to think, well, yeah, he started his company way back when, you know, you could never start a company today. What would you tell a young person today about starting a business?
Oh, you know, one of the things that you have to do as an entrepreneur, you know, and I used to, you know, talk to young people about this. Look, you need to make sure you develop, you know, first of all, it starts with a dream. And once you dream and you're really committed to it, then you've got to develop yourself a plan. And with that plan becomes strategies and then execution. But the main thing that you have to do from a mental standpoint is be committed to it and have a no give up attitude. You know, yeah, take advice, but don't let people discourage you, because sometimes if folks aren't in that same mindset, you know, they talk about the risk. Well, there's an old saying, the greater the risk, the greater the reward. And I certainly had people question me, even some of my family members, when I left General Motors after 22 years. My wife, I came home, I told my wife I was doing it. She says, what? you're 8 years from retirement and you're leaving General Motors? And so, but the rest is history, you know, and so what I would say to them, James, is follow your dreams. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, you hear that said, and it's kind of said, you know, kind of in jest, or sometimes people just say it and maybe not really know the true meaning, but I will say this authentically, that follow your dreams. And if you And I say everything has to start with a dream, and then you get that burning desire, because that's what happened with me at General Motors. I didn't all of a sudden wake up one day. It evolved over about 5 years. I said, you know, I think I could go out and do this on my own. And so it wasn't just one day I just jumped up and left General Motors. It was a process. And so I would say and encourage all young people to, yeah, you may have to work for somebody initially when you come out of college or whatever kind of training that you may get, even in the military. But eventually, you may see opportunities out there. And I would say, if you see opportunities come by all of us every day. And I remember in one of my economic classes, the professor said, and I didn't really know what he meant at the time. He says, opportunities will come at you every single day. And you know, the tagline was, though, but then you got to seize it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That would be my, yes.
I think we also just got some Marine advice from Sid Taylor here, which was you have to have this burning commitment and don't give up. You have to be committed to take the hill and keep charging up that hill no matter what, really the, what the setbacks are. And you learn that in the Marine Corps as well.
You sure do.
We want to thank you, Sid Taylor, for taking some time this afternoon to talk to Veterans Radio to highlight your, not only your military career, but more importantly, the business career that followed, your philanthropic efforts and where those come from, and allowing us to spotlight NVBDC and put a spotlight on the value of being a certified veteran-owned business for the promotion of your business. So, Sid, thanks for taking some time with us today.
Well, James, thank you for this opportunity. And in closing, I would just ask anyone that's listening to go to nvbdc.org. And if you're interested in becoming certified, please take the step. If you have any questions, call our office. Again, someone will be there to help you. We look forward to hearing from you and making you a part of our NVBDC family. Thank you, James.
You got it, Sid. Thanks for being on.
Welcome.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows by going to veteransradio.net. And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
Veterans Radio needs you. If you like our shows that are informative, surprising stories, and relevant information on what's happening at the VA and the military, we'd like your support. Individual support of $5 to $50 a month or corporate sponsorship of $1,000 to $10,000 would be welcomed. You can go to veteransradio.net, click on the sponsorship or support tab, pay online, and keep Veterans Radio on the air.